like vendor quality updates, sanctions, holds, and service suspensions.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Amy, for presenting the item and just kind of reiterating. This is an item that we had discussed at the September 13th meeting, in which under our DHS 34 license for crisis services, we were issued a statement of deficiency for a provider obtaining videography of a youth during a crisis without proper consent. We were very much concerned and had implemented some sanctions right away regarding this provider within our network and making sure then that we were able to fully investigate this. We notified the individuals at the state level, and then that's then when we were issued that statement of deficiency. The corrective action plan that we put in place for the state was accepted. We then were, that was reviewed in October while they were here. In addition to that, we had implemented a corrective action plan for the agency themselves as well. So this was an item that we had discussed on September 13th meeting, and the committee had just asked us to follow up and provide them information about that plan, a corrective action plan that was implemented. So within our packet, and let me share my screen for this. Within our packet, we have a copy of the corrective action plan for the agency Ray of Hope. Ray of Hope provides this crisis stabilization services. We did accept this from the agency. Once we did receive it, we did go back and forth a couple of times just to make sure we had it accurate and complete, that they had then all the information that was needed. But essentially, we have two findings in here. Our first finding was the orientation of training provided did not specifically include all required areas as outlined in DHS 34. They have then implemented some immediate steps to ensure that moving forward, all of their staff have the required training and the required documentation does support that training. So the agency was saying, well, they all have it, we just didn't document it properly. Which either which way, we need to ensure that both of those pieces are there. So we had reviewed this, ensured then that this process they were implementing would meet DHS 34 standards, and we did then accept that from them in order to say that it seemed appropriate at that time. We're monitoring that finding on a regular basis. Right now we are encouraging and requiring the agency to monitor it. In addition, they did have a client's rights violation. This was cited on our end as well. The state cited us for a client's rights violation and that they failed to honor and respect the client's rights regarding the personal well-being and the provision of services, specifically recording the youth without proper consent. They then have increased their client's rights training. They also have a sign-off that then supports the training has occurred with all their current staff, and then while they're onboarding new staff as well, they'll continue to implement this. They have reviewed their processes internally as well as looking at their HIPAA standards too. Brenda, I see that your hand is raised.
Yes, just a quick question, and I may be getting too far in the weeds, but did you determine why they felt it necessary to record a youth? And
yeah, so we did meet with the providers and ask that question very specifically. In one, he was under the assumption that he did have consent. It was mentioned to him at one point, allegedly, by the guardian of her interest in seeing the behavior. However, that was not necessarily consent. It was more of a comment that was made multiple months before the incident had occurred. So getting that information of why did he think that he had consent, in addition to that, more of that why did you do it? He was attempting to obtain that recording to show his supervisor and then getting some consultation from that supervisor of how to intervene in behaviors moving forward. However, what he failed to do while he was obtaining that video of the youth is he failed to intervene. He failed to respond and intervene in the crisis. And instead of intervening, he picked up his phone and began recording. At no point in time did he actually intervene in the crisis. So he failed to follow the crisis plan that was implemented for the youth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We were curious to better understand it from his perspective, so we did have an opportunity to meet with him and the agency to gather more information.
Just quickly, just another question is that, so a guardian can give consent if there is a behavior issue for an agency to record a youth if the guardian does give written consent. But however, if there is a crisis, the staff just can't record and not intervene, correct?
We would want to ensure that that consent form states it very specifically of what that guardian is consenting to. So we would need to see some really strong language. However, intervening in that crisis would definitely be the priority and the requirement of that crisis stabilizer prior to recording any part of it. So at this time, there is no agency that has a consent form in which allows any of their providers to obtain photos or videos related to situations. So we don't have a draft from an agency that is asking us to consider that or the seeing if that's reasonable and appropriate. If the guardian would consent to that, that then definitely is their right. However, in this situation, we also followed up with the guardian, and she's reporting she did not consent to it in any which way, verbally, nor does she remember even having this conversation with the crisis provider and letting him know. She was very adamant that she sees these behaviors, she's well aware of the behaviors, and did not need to see a recording of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mary?
Sorry, because the crisis stabilizer was videoing the situation, was the child at risk of being injured or anything?
The situation occurred at the child's school while the crisis stabilizer was observing in the classroom.
Okay.
And so the other adults, the teachers and the other staff at the school were intervening in the incident in which then the child was not at immediate risk.
Okay, thank you.
So we did then implement this corrective action plan for the agency. We will review it on a regular basis, having some requirements of them to review it and validate it for us to show those results. And this will be implemented for several months as we continue to monitor this for this agency. Any other questions, concerns, or comments?
No. Thank you for an excellent job and your continued follow through.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.